bed.
Cause I don't remember living life before this.
been cheating on, cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life.
I've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on, cheating on you.
And all this suffering.
I've been cheating
on me. Oh, Christ.
I've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on, cheating on you.
Am I good for nothing?
I've been cheating on me.
This life.
All right, and we're live on the air. This is Mandy B.
And this is Willie B. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautifully said, Willie B.
Thanks, Mandy B.
This is Willie B's first time in the studio. How you feeling?
It's my big debut. I'm excited. I've been waiting for it since this morning when you offered it to me.
Yes.
And I couldn't wait to get out here, you know, shoot the shit with you.
Yep.
Are we allowed to say that?
No cursing on the air.
I'm super sorry.
I forgot in form of the rules. I'm so sorry to our 11 listeners.
Will you get in trouble for that?
Nope.
Okay, dope.
But yeah. So we're just out here on a beautiful Monday night.
Oh, also, hey, Mom.
Also, hi to my brother. I don't know if anyone else in my family is. Oh, my mother's tuning in.
Nice.
So,
how you doing, Mrs. Spank?
She didn't text back yet because she's a slow texter, but she's probably doing great.
No worries.
Yeah, this is kind of prime time hour. I feel like if I were not to have a horrible time slot due to my newbie status, I feel like I would go for like a 9 to 10.
For sure. It's a nice break from the work.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of work this week, Will?
Well, you know, I got some stuff coming up, but nothing unmanageable.
Okay. I know you have some TDC coming up.
Oh, yeah. TDC for, you know, all eight of you who might be listening. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, Tufts Dance Collective, big thing here. Huge. Big show this weekend.
Huge show. There's going to be a huge turnout. So, like, probably pre-order your tickets. That can't be pre-ordered.
No doubt. You coming, Mandy B?
Of course I'm coming, Willie B.
First in line?
First in line. All last right. to leave.
Last to leave. Okay.
Well, anyway, that was Vampire Weekend's new song, This Life. We're about to play their other new song called Unbearably White, which kind of sounds something along the lines of white privilege. Also, I don't know how to turn off the ringer on my notifications for text, so I'm going to figure that out. But, yeah, let's hear it get some more music going.
Let's bump it.
You.
story gets told, to tell it myself would be unbearably bold. Presented with darkness, we turn to the light. Could have been smart with just unbearably bright. Avalanche coming, don't cover your eyes. It's what you thought that you wanted. It's still a surprise. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the mind. Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was Tame Impala's new song, Patience. It's just a show of new chill vibe songs that have just been released.
Yeah, we were just talking about how Vampire Weekend and Tame Impala, for the first time in a while, put out new music, which are just bands that have been around for a long time, and I feel like I listened to when I was much younger, but are still really good now, and they just kind of fell off. But they're coming back, and it's exciting.
And we're really not mad about it.
We're not mad about it at all. I was just telling Mandy B, my best ever concert experience was a Tame Impala concert. The colors and their shows, the lighting, it's crazy. It's all hooked up to Kevin Parker, the lead singer's guitar.
Also, I'd just like to note that Willie B got a text from his mom saying he has a great radio voice, and I have to agree.
Thanks, Mandy B. Appreciate it. My mom's always going to gas me no matter what.
She should.
Oh, so also shout out Ben Blousey, my freshman year roommate who transferred. He's listening in right now. Love of Mandy B's life.
He really is. Like, just, I miss him. When you come to campus, we'll bring you on the air, Ben. I think you'd also have a great radio voice.
He'd, people would listen, you know?
People would, I think the 12 listeners we have would maybe go up to 20, but I can't say for sure.
Think so too. You let people know Ben Blaustein's back, you know? Mm. The rumble starts stirring.
Also known as Benny B.
Benny B.
Went whilst on the air. Yeah, I think oh my God, he's saying, he's so excited. He's living for this. My best concert experience is probably also my first concert experience, which was Cheetah Girls. And honestly, I think I peaked that night. I met them backstage.
Who's your favorite Cheetah Girl?
The blonde one. I don't recall any of their names.
I feel like one of their names was Adriana. That's the only one I remember. Mm-hmm.
She's probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's because mm-hmm. you remembered. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved them. All right, so we got another new chill song coming up, Honeybee by The Head and the Heart. Honestly, such a bop. I also didn't know there was any females in this band until this song came out, and they have like their singular female band member singing.
Love the representation.
We really love it. All right, here we go.
been so used to winning. It was hard for me to lose. No, there's nothing wrong with me. There's just something wrong with you. So I've been making changes. Been working on my health. No more competition. Can't compete against myself. Nah, nah, nah. I'm not doing this to be loved. Oh no, I've been doing this to be remembered. Let the people hate if they want to. Help the ones around me get it on too. If I die tomorrow and I'm gone, I'm gone. Let the blood run out. Let the garbage run. I'll be forever now. Always had a little trouble with self-reflections. Now, does my raw emotion make me less of a man? Always had a little trouble with self-reflections. I don't need another hand, I need a couple suggestions.
All right, we're back. We're just going to give all of our very lovable fans a quick sports update.
Yeah, we were just chatting. We just realized the national championship of college basketball is going on because Mandy B asked me about my bracket, which is busted. How's yours?
Also busted.
Yeah, well.
Also didn't make one, but it probably would have been busted.
That's super fair. But national championship's going on. Texas Tech versus Virginia. It's the first time ever Texas Tech is in it, I believe. Pretty random school to be in it, so that's pretty exciting. I hope they win for their own sake.
I also hope they win. I was watching the game with a raging Michigan State fan.
Mm.
Like, a few tears were shed, I'm not gonna lie.
That's very fair. I would have shed tears.
A walk outside was taken, but...
Who was it?
Owen.
Oh, he's a Michigan State fan?
Huge Michigan State fan.
Did not know.
He has a very weird family connection to the love of the ball. Mm. So, yeah, but there's that. Phillies are apparently up.
Phils are up. Got a hot start to the season. Bryce Harper, so far today. See, quick step to the check of the stats. Rhys Hoskins seems to be pulling his weight, carrying the team. Not much from Harper today. Segura, two hits as well. Scotty Kingery coming at second base, three hits.
Mm.
Up 4-2 on the Natties.
Oh my God, we love it.
Let's hope they can finish this out.
We love sports. Were you a big sports kid growing up, Will?
I mean, when I was really young, I really wasn't that into them, but then I got more into them as time went on, you know, and I got really into baseball. I started playing. Little League was my athletic peak for sure.
Oh, yeah. I would say Little League soccer was really where I thrived.
Oh, yeah?
My mom brought me some grilled cheeses that she would wrap in tinfoil. Those were like my mid-game snack. So.
Ooh, that sounds really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play sports in high school?
Yeah, I swam.
You swam? Oh, I could see it.
I was a big swimmer.
Your biggest sport was theater, though.
Theater kid at heart. It really was. It didn't choose. No, the theater life chose me. I didn't choose the theater life. But it's also something we don't really talk about here at Tux.
Yeah, no. I mean, I have a prospect coming up soon who's really into theater, so you'll have to tell them, you know.
Yeah, it's all my all those 12 listeners want you to know that if you're into theater and it's Tufts, I am happy to tour you around.
Oh yeah, baby.
I also have to give a shout out to my sister.
Oh, what's up, Bryn? How are you? Sadly, I haven't met her unbelievably yet. Kind of weird. I feel
That's
like
absurd.
I miss her every time.
As someone who's like part of my family as my main man Willie B is, I think we need to meet my sister.
Well, I'll see her at Dartmouth this summer for sure.
That's true. She goes to Dartmouth. Also, she's in Boston right now.
Oh, let's just...
We're going to have a meal, Bryn. Just get ready for
it. Yeah, Bryn, we'll schedule that. We'll schedule that.
All right. Oh, she said, also hi to Bryn's friend Ellie, who Bryn is staying with. This is all very exciting for everyone involved.
This next one's meaningful to all of us.
Truly the most meaningful, but mostly to our main man, Ben.
To Benny B.
Hope is still listening. So we're going to play some more music, and then we'll get back to some casual chatter.
This one's for you, Ben.
Change. coming home. I like you with your sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. I hate the way it tastes. Oh, it's been so long. And I cannot help but wonder, are you ever coming home? When I see you with your sour candy, don't want it any other way. Oh, I just hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. I hate the way it tastes.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me.
Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
All right, and we're back. So we got a quick PSA for you all. Take over, Will, on this very important task?
Yeah, I'm looking for a... Let's go for a organ donation. I feel like it's not talked about enough, so...
Definitely not.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I just want to say, the lack of Oxford commas in that made the reading just fundamentally confusing.
You did a beautiful job, though. You're so literate.
Thanks, Mandy B. I pride myself on my literacy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me.
Good. Yeah. So while we're listening to that beautiful song we just listened to, Old Town Road, remix with Billy Ray Cyrus, Will has some strong positive feelings about this song, but he also said there's some controversy and I don't know what it is, and I'm so excited to hear about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this past week, the original Old Town Road was on the country billboard. It was on the tops, and then Billboard took it off the country list. And there's a lot of controversy over what can constitute as country music, you know, because people were saying it has sort of all the elements that are there in addition to some rap elements. Mm-hmm. So then our boy Billy Ray Cyrus, who hadn't had a top 10 hit since Achy Breaky Heart, jumped on the track right quick.
Such a bob.
He jumped on the track. He made it big time. And now it is on the country charts. And as Lil Nas X would say, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Wow. Beautifully said, Will. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Manny B.
I hope our listeners, still 12, appreciated that beautiful tidbit of information, because I know I did. Also, my dad just texted and said, Mom and I agree, Will does have an excellent radio voice.
Thanks, Mr. Bank and Mrs. Bank.
So I feel like he might be back. Also, can't discount my main girl, Libretti World Peace.
Yeah, shouts out Libretti.
We're all here subbing tonight, but you know, tune in 7 to 8 a.m. Thursday mornings, I know you all will, to bird watching, and you can hear my voice and Libretti's voice and Will's voice if he ever wakes up for it.
I'll do it. You know, this is a good time. I'm coming back.
Yes, we
love
that.
No worries.
Okay, so our next song goes out to our girl Ellie. Same girl I shouted out before, but she didn't get a proper shout out because she is, quote, more than what I said she was about her, which was just the person Bryn's living with. She's really just a life sister for Bryn. And Will and I are going to have dinner at their house.
Yeah, I don't know her, but she sounds like an angel. I hope she enjoys this song.
We really hope she does. Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Screaming, but my mind. Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it.
We're back. So first we just have to give another shout out because we just have too many listeners to even handle right now, but this one goes out to our main man Zach T, who is Ben's roommate, and we just want to thank Zach for dealing with Ben this whole year because he's truly just a special guy who I'm sure is just perfect roommate all the time.
Yeah, Zach, I mean, I was his roommate. You know, it's a good time, you know, but you're there for a good time, not a long time.
Mm-hmm. So but I just, I hope you enjoy it. But you're also forced into a long time.
Yeah, you are. So I just hope you enjoy it, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to preface the next thing we're about to talk about is we're just in the mood of, like, thanking people. So
just gratitude. We're all about healthy marriages on this channel. So yes. On the station.
Also
so
channel.
I just want to play my parents' wedding song real quick, get it kicked off, you know.
Thank you guys for listening.
Just as a shout out to my parents, thank them for listening. Also, because it's a bop, so maybe yeah. B.
Here we go, squad.
Bump that song.
Friend. sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
All right, we're back for one final time. That was James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. I don't know what my parents' wedding song is, but they're big James Taylor fans, and also those celebrating my friendship with Will for being on the show with me.
Thanks, Mandy. Thanks for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Of course. Is there anything else you want to say before we sign off and leave?
Actually, there is. Oh, I have this thing on the back of my neck, and I haven't been able to tell whether it's a pimple or a mole, and I'm worried it might be cancerous. So, Mom, if you have any thoughts on that, just shoot me a text.
Perfect.